So as you know, I like to start every day off with a sprinkle donut because it just sets me off on the right foot and it makes me happy. However, what do you do when you're on a diet and you realize you're having a bad diet day and you've gone from sprinkled donut to like a bag of chips at 10 o'clock in the morning? What do you do?
Lisa.
Samantha.
You've started your day with a donut.
That's my breakfast.
You started your day with a donut.
Coffee and a donut. That's a breakfast.
That's not diet food.
It's a breakfast food.
In no diet Bible do they say, and today you will have a sprinkled donut from Tim Hortons.
But then you just
take only 100 calories, less 5 sprinkles.
Right. And then you just deduct those calories from someplace else. But the problem isn't the donut. The problem was the chips.
No, don't blame it on the chips.
I blame
that
it
is
on
the
wrong chips.
It's the wrong attitude to have.
Somebody introduced a bag of chips into my day, and my day was only 10.
Don't make chips the bad guy.
Chips are the bad guy.
You're the bad guy.
I'm not the bad guy.
You're the bad guy.
So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to regroup and then start fresh? Or do I just say, fuck it, I'll do better tomorrow?
You DFC'd on your diet as soon as you stuck that sprinkled donut in your mouth.
DFC'ing on the diet doesn't happen at the donut. It happened with the chips. It happened with the foreign food coming into the world.
It happened with the donut.
Mm-mm.
Yes, that's, it did.
That's part of my routine. That's part of my lifestyle.
Oh my God.
Hi, a sprinkled donut makes me.
Stop saying you're on a diet because diets don't involve donuts or sprinkle donuts.
It involves
or any
one
donut.
It involves breakfast.
Or Long John.
It involves breakfast.
Apple fritter, or anything.
Every diet I've ever read about says start your day with a good breakfast.
Nope,
that's what I'm doing.
Good.
It's a good breakfast.
When they say good breakfast, they meant like, I don't know, fruit.
To
bran
you,
flakes.
To them.
Eggs, maybe.
That's not a good... To them. I don't want eggs for breakfast. I want a donut for breakfast.
Yes.
And guess what?
That is who you are.
Totally. Right? And guess what, Samantha? Fuck it. I'll do better tomorrow.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
I got that twang again. Hey, podcast.
Dirty.
It could be because we've been talking Southern and I'm not dirty. If I'm dirty, you're dumb.
No, I'm not dumb.
Dumb.
Dirty.
Stupid.
Dirty.
Stupid.
Lisa, dirty.
Not dirty. Totally not dirty.
I just like how it sounds. It makes
me
laugh.
Guess what? One of us isn't quite as excited about how it sounds.
I don't care.
Because if I called you dirty, you'd feel like you had to start defending it.
No, I'd be like, mm-hmm.
In what way
am I dirty?
I am not dirty in no way.
Please name names.
I am not dirty.
Dirty.
Not dirty. You, on the other hand, dumb.
No.
Okay, listen here. Samantha.
Sneaky.
No, I'm going to plead the fifth on, thank you. On the grounds that I feel it could incriminate me.
Yeah, it probably would. So you should be quiet.
Yeah, right. I'm not looking to incriminate myself in anything negative, okay?
It's a
positive comedy podcast.
When did it start being positive?
Well, I've heard it's positive.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's
year
not.
Six. Is that when we started at year six?
I think it was positive year one. Maybe not so positive year two.
I don't know.
Right? I don't know. It just depends on your mood, I guess.
I suppose so.
Right? I bring the same consistent happy-go-lucky mood every week. You know how I know it's almost summertime, Samantha? I'm so excited. It is almost summer and I can feel it. I feel it. You remember that song? I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
Oh, that's a bad song.
It was a bad song. When love is all around us. And so the story goes.
Oh my God. I thought you never watched movies.
What movie is it from?
That's from Love Actually. It's a Christmas movie.
Wow. Hey, all the things. Maybe I'm a closet person and I never told you.
Maybe.
I don't know. But anyways, I feel it in my bones. I feel it because I'm thinking about tomato sandwiches and cucumbers and vinegar. That means summer.
That's true.
My bones don't lie.
Yep.
My bones don't lie, Samantha.
No, your bones don't lie, Lisa.
Right? And like I have been craving tomato sandwich on fresh bread. Oh.
Oh.
So good.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. A little bit of mayo. Mm, perfect. I prefer it non-toasted if the bread is super fresh.
Yes.
If the bread's not super fresh, then you got to toast it, right?
You got to toast it.
You got to toast it. But either way, and cucumbers in vinegar. Oh. Like, stop my heart, man. That is like, that's like God's perfection that nobody even knew about.
You know what that says to me?
Mm. I'm British.
The cucumbers in vinegar reminds me of my grandmother and my grandmother's and my mother, because that's what grandma always used to eat, cucumbers in vinegar.
My mom
used to eat sausages in vinegar too.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. But cucumbers in vinegar for sure.
Always.
And I'm like, are you 102 years old? Because that's old people food.
I know. But my mom used to do it. My sister does it too. And sometimes you just need like some cucumbers and vinegar in a bowl. Okay. There you go. Right. Just a snack on until your mouth hurts. So you break your tongue. Right. Because you know I am eating it until I break my mouth.
Yes, you are.
Right. Because I love, like, there's something about the pain, no gain when it comes to that type of meal.
Uh-huh.
I put the work in and I don't care about the after effect. It's so good. But even Mike said the other day, he's like, thinking it's almost time to start thinking about the other types of salads. I'm like, oh. Uh-huh.
That just means dressing for you.
No, you know what it means? It means the Gibson's new side dish becomes a potato salad or a macaroni salad.
Oh my God.
Right? I love that so much, right?
I don't know why I thought it was leafy greens. I have no idea.
I like leafy greens because I can use Catalina.
Yes.
Right?
But nothing in my mind screamed potato salad or macaroni.
Totally. Right? It's like, what's for supper? Pork chops, and for a side dish, we'll have potato salad. Because everything just comes out of that bucket.
Right? It comes out of the bucket.
Cooking just got so much easier. So,
oh my God, yeah.
That's how I feel. It's time to switch foods. Are you going to switch any foods? Have you adapted any of my amazing transition food things?
Not really.
Really? Nothing?
Yeah. No.
Still have a pot roast in July.
Well, that's my mother.
I know, but you'll still eat it?
Well, because now as it gets nicer, we start to barbecue a little bit.
Right,
so.
Right. We barbecue.
Yeah.
Right. But we're at the mercy of barbecuing because it just depends when Mike Gibson gets the barbecue going.
Well, he should start.
Right. So I'm all for barbecue, right? Like barbecue burgers. That's what I'm starting to crave. Hey, a barbecue burger.
Oh,
I see. Right. Like I'm there. Hey, I'm there. Like, it's time. Like, I don't want any more food from the fridge.
Oh my God, you're chomping at the bit.
Yeah, it's summer, man. It's summer. It's time to switch the food. Like, guess what? I'm done with pasta. I won't eat any more pasta. I'm over it.
No, don't say that. I just had spaghetti sauce on Sunday.
No, right? No, it's too hot for pasta.
It is not.
Well, it's pretty close to too hot.
Oh my God.
It's going to be too hot. We're closer to it being too hot than not too hot. Okay. Right, we're officially in. I wear my coat to work and look ridiculous and carry it home weather.
Okay, all right.
Are you putting your coat on when you come home?
I'm not putting my coat on in the morning.
Shut up. Not yet. I'm not ready for that yet.
Oh, because I wear a sweater, so I'm like, I'm not doubling up. I'm gonna get too hot.
Right, you get too hot, so even though it's still cold in the morning. But whatever, right? We got to just deal with it. Okay, you know what I saw? It was on the YouTube and it's a tutorial. And I don't want you to make fun of me because I'm really passionate about it, okay? I don't know if you can hear that in my voice. I'm really, really passionate. Victoria Beckham, you know her, Posh Spice.
Yes.
Married to David.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, right? Just in case you didn't know, she has a YouTube tutorial on how to achieve the perfect smoky eye. I want smoky eyes. Look it.
That's
a little bit smoky.
No, it's not.
It's a pinch smoky.
No.
I applied some of the smoke. I put some of the smoke on.
Okay. So you would have to stop going 1, 2, 3, 4, swipe.
That's
you would have to to stop that first.
That's where I've
adapted. Recognize no. that they're done. Things are done separately, mm-mm. not all together.
Mm-mm. No, that's where I've adapted and made it my own smoky eye.
Okay.
Right. But I am so close to smoky eyes. I feel it every morning. I'm like, since I saw that tutorial, I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting so.
Yeah.
Only problem is that I sometimes feel that my left smoky eye is darker than my right smoky eye. And I don't know why, because it's the exact 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Why is one darker? So then I'm taking the Kleenex and I'm trying to get it off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I can't go to work looking like I'm a street side whore.
Okay. So you don't use colors that it would any way, shape, or form lend to apparently a street. Whore.
No, but could I look like a battered woman?
No, you wouldn't okay. look like that either.
Okay.
So that's lovely. you will never have a smoky eye. I'm just going to lay that. I need to pop your bubble. I need to squash your spirit on this one, because if you don't stop doing 1, 2, 3, 4 swipe, then you will never achieve Victoria Beckham's smoky eye.
Do you even know the smoky eye?
Yes, Lisa.
Have you seen the tutorial?
I haven't seen a tutorial from her, but I know what a smoky eye is.
One of us wears
makeup and one of us doesn't.
I wear makeup. I start my day with foundation and then I go to eyeshadow and then I go to liner and I go to a mascara. It's not my fault that those things don't do like they're supposed to. They're all on there just like yours. Sometimes I don't wear a lipstick because my lips get chapped.
Uh-huh.
That's really the only place where we differ is in the lip. I feel
I'm going to say
oh, and you're wrong. You can do the fancy liner on your lid.
I can do a little bit more. I pay attention to my eyebrow. I put blush on.
You don't pay attention to your
powder.
Don't pay attention to your eyebrow. You got your eyebrows painted on.
I also pay attention to my eyebrows.
I pay attention to mine too.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I have an eyebrow pencil.
I'm sure you do.
I don't use it because then it looks like how. Then when I use it, I feel like I have your eyebrows.
You know. Some would take that as a slight.
Take it however you want. Dirty, dirty,
nasty,
dirty, dirty,
comment.
Dirty, dirty, dirty girl.
You're dirty, dirty. So dirty, be quiet. Dirty. You're dirty, dirty.
Not dirty, dirty.
Yes, you are. Well, you're incompetent. I'm not.
I just don't have all day to perfect all of the tricks of the trade.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. You don't have all day to perfect the tricks of the trade?
I don't have all day to perfect all of the tricks of the trade for my smoky eyes.
Some people can do a full face in 15 minutes. So you suck.
Well, guess what? That's not you, because I've been around you and I know exactly how long you take in a bathroom getting ready.
I take my time because it's my meditation moment.
Right. Because don't go tooting your horn like you're missed 15 minutes head to toe ready to go, because you are not head to toe ready to go in 15.
Yes. Okay.
We need to stop this right now. We need to move.
You're being an asshole.
Head to toe ready to go, Sperling, at your service. 15, head to toe ready to go.
Oh my God. All right, dirty, dirty. Let's calm down now.
All right, head to toe ready to go. Let's go. Head to toe ready to go in 15. Okay. Any Sperlings out there, listen to this podcast? Is she one to be, anybody want to back me up here?
Okay, dirty, dirty.
All right, head to toe ready to go in 15. Breaker, breaker. That would be your handle. Mine would be dirty, dirty. If we were transport drivers, mine would be dirty, dirty, and you'd be, hey, breaker, breaker, it's ready to go, head to toe ready to go in 15 here.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Stop it.
What about that eclipse?
All right. I'm recovered.
That was funny.
Okay. But you know what? Okay. Let's just jump to the eclipse, because it was nothing here.
I took pictures.
Sucky.
I took pictures.
Yeah, and blinded yourself, dummy.
I never blinded myself. And then the HHG said, I sent her the pictures too. And she's like, did you look directly in the light? I'm like, first off, there was really no light. It was cloudy. And I'm like, yeah. I said, and I'm not blind. She goes, well, blindness comes after.
Yeah, oh, it does.
I'm like, shoot. Damn. I wasn't blind today either.
Uh-huh.
So I still feel good. It wasn't bright. There was no total eclipse of my heart. There was nothing.
I got to wear my sunglasses at night.
I never had to wear, there was, it was like, might as well have been rainy in Saskatoon.
Well, you know, it kind of sucked because it was cloudy and it was bleh and it was like bleh.
But today, day after the eclipse, sunny at eclipse time, I'm like, okay, apparently the good Lord didn't think people were going to handle the eclipse properly. He's like, fuck this. We got to make it cloudy for people.
Well, and except for it wasn't cloudy where I think they saw it the best in Ontario,
parts Texas, of Ontario,
and Mexico,
and the Maritimes.
Yeah. Oh, and the Maritimes.
Yeah. But I still think that the good Lord was like, you know what? Fuck. We got a bunch of crazy assholes out there who are not going to abide by the rules. We did not make enough glasses. We need to make it cloudy in some spots where assholes populate.
Oh, my God. Well, and apparently that was Saskatoon. So bing, bing.
Bing, bing. Good one, God. Thumbs up for you. One, God won. Idiots in Saskatoon, zero, right?
What's our claim to fame? We're assholes.
Assholes from Saskatoon. Right. That's God's words, not Lisa and Sam's. Don't add us. You got
don't add us.
At God, right? I'm sure he's got a Gmail account.
I think he does.
Right? It just was a bit of a bust, wasn't it?
It was a total bust.
Yeah. But you know what? I love the fact that the world got so involved in it. At the end of the
day,
I get that it's like a once in a lifetime thing. Apparently, I don't care about once in a lifetime things because at the end of the day, all I thought was, you know what? Technically, I watched the sun go dark to the moon. I watch the light go dark every night, right? Like when you go to bed and like the sun's gone to sleep for the night, It's an eclipse. It's just at a different time.
It's not really an eclipse.
But it's kind of the same. It's
but
dark,
it's not really.
But kind of, right?
But not really.
The sun's gone down and
yeah. You know, dark. I think good thing you're not a scientist. So.
I'm not a scientist at all.
It's good. It's good that you don't teach children.
Yeah, I don't. I'd be like, I don't know, kids. What do you think about this shit? This is kind of a waste of time, isn't it?
Hey, teacher, dirty, dirty.
Okay, hey, head to toe, ready to go in 15. Oh, we're just waiting for Miss Sperling? No, actually, we are not waiting for her. She's got 15 minutes. Do you know her? Head to toe, ready to go, 15.
Right? Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. All hey, right, calm you know, down.
But you know, it wasn't a bust. Women's basketball.
I know. It was so
NCAA,
good.
Right?
Yeah, but she and didn't like, win. Hey, Caitlin and her team
She didn't win, but you know what? That's okay. But boy, there's just a lot of negativity now, hey?
Oh, about that.
Well, okay. Because what? some people think she's selfish because, right? She's a ball hog. She's a this. You know what? She's the best. Here's the thing. The winning coach from the other team, I don't remember her name. I want to say it's somebody Stanley or Mrs. Stanley, we'll call her, but I could be wrong. She said she thanked Caitlin Clark for carrying her sport on her back and taking it to new heights. That's what that girl did. She didn't need to win the championship.
No.
She needed to do what she did, and she was the person who could handle all the pressure and make women's basketball as prominent as what it now is.
Exactly.
Right? Like that's amazing that she's done that. And now it's like little kids are going to want to play basketball and beat Caitlin Clark.
That's true.
Right?
That's very, very true.
There's other amazing women basketball players too.
I saw a clip where her father, who was on the sidelines, was actually saying that she should be pulled, that she needed to check her attitude and that the coach should have pulled her because she was
she was getting a little puffy chested.
A little bit, I don't know, on the court. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know. Could have been taken out of context because, again, didn't see the whole thing, right? And then I thought, well, if a guy was like that on court, would we be saying the same thing? I'm not familiar enough with basketball to know
how they wouldn't say the same thing because we would expect guys to be reacting to not winning this game or not doing well in the game. She didn't have her best game. She still did really good. So she was probably frustrated that the team wasn't doing maybe what she thought it should do.
Yeah.
Right? Men do that and it's just a bunch of men just being a bunch of dickheads. Come on, you bunch of assholes, right?
Right.
So women... Maybe
so she wasn't allowed to have a bad moment or an attitude or
she should like, be able to.
Yeah. Like I was just, you know.
Yeah.
examining it from a, I have no clue why they're talking like that about her kind of point of view. But I was just like, well, maybe she was just having a moment on the court. Like,
maybe she was frustrated.
Perfect. Yeah.
Maybe she was frustrated because she wasn't having the game that she had hoped that she would have. Maybe she's frustrated because I'm sure she wanted to win.
Uh-huh. Of course she did.
Right. So I would think that I don't know, she's allowed to be however she wants to be, right? But she's still a role model for that sport and for women.
Right? I agree.
Women should be proud of the fact that that tournament got more people watching that game and those couple games than any other sport did. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
You know, so I don't know. I think it's interesting. I don't know. I don't ever follow the women's basketball league. Now I might, because now I'm like, you know what? I really enjoyed watching it. Now I might watch it.
Yeah, right? There you go.
See the rivalries. I don't know. But even like women in the WNBA, there's one lady and she's like, oh, it's going to be reality check time for her.
Why?
Because she's going to come in thinking she's a big shot, apparently.
I think she's a smart enough girl to know that she's probably got a lot of things she's going to have to learn.
And she's probably smart enough to know that a lot of people are going to be microscoping her.
Right.
And knowing everything. And she's got a lot of pressure. She's got a lot of pressure.
It doesn't strip away her talent, though. Like, right. The girl is talented.
But God-given talent.
Right. And maybe there's lots of that in the WNBA.
NBA. Exactly. And I'm sure there is, right? Like, there has to be.
So...
Right. But let's just see how she does. How about we just be happy for the fact that she does what she did.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You expect the world to be happy for someone.
Right.
No, that doesn't get likes. That doesn't get people paying attention to the TV
or
a news program. Oh, we've got the dirt on blah, blah, blah. And it's like, all right, dude, calm your shit.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We would rather think the worst of someone than the best of someone.
Totally.
And then when we do think the best of someone, someone comes around and goes, hey, let's think the worst of someone.
Right, right. Maybe just remember this, right? You think she's the best? She lost the game. Oh, yeah, right. She sucks.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird,
oh,
hey?
Oh, my God. My head hurts just thinking about that.
I know, right? I know.
Okay, so over the weekend, you know, like every once in a while, I've decided that my house needs to be clean. Do you think your home is still clean even if you can't smell bleach or lemon?
No, I don't. I need to smell it.
Really?
I need the smell, and I prefer the bleach. I need either bleach, lemon, or vinegar.
Oh, my God.
That means it's clean.
Bleach, lemon, or vinegar.
Anything else, if I walk into your house and you said you just cleaned, and I don't smell one of those three smells, I'm going to think you just used water. dirty.
Oh,
right.
Careful.
I'm just saying, I think that you've got to have those smells.
I think, you know,
it makes
you
proud of your work when you have that smell of bleach.
Well, because we grew up with like lemon, spick and span,
pine sol,
right? high doses of bleach.
Definitely. Right. And that meant it was clean.
And now everybody uses the organic, you know.
And it's all like
products.
All fluffy stuff with no smell.
Yeah. So you don't kill yourself or other people around you. Right? And I'm like, but is it clean?
Is it clean? If it does, is your bathroom clean if you haven't been choking on bleach? I don't think that's that clean.
How do you know that it's clean is when you have to turn the bathroom fan on while you're cleaning so you don't die from the bleach smell.
Right. Right. If you're done cleaning and you're burning, your house ain't clean.
It ain't clean. No.
Right? You need to feel the burn.
That is legit.
Right? You need to smell it. When I clean and it smells like bleach, I feel so proud. I'm like, I know I did a good job because you can smell it. You can smell my job. Right? You can smell my work.
You can smell my work. You can smell my work.
Right? Look at me. Oh, Lisa did good. I can smell it. She did good. She was good in here.
Oh, today she was clean.
Super clean. Not dirty, dirty. You can tell. Super clean.
She wasn't clean. Dirty, dirty.
She was Mrs. Clean. Right? Mrs. Clean was here today.
Oh, my God. Right? We are so weird. We grew up in an era where, you know, some things were very cemented at an early age, right?
Totally. And I love the smell of bleach.
I don't love the smell of bleach, but I believe in the bleach.
You believe in the bleach.
I believe in the bleach. Like, I went to go buy a new cleaning product, and I looked at it, and I'm like, you got to come home. You got bleach.
You got bleach in it.
Legit, yep. You will clean my house.
Yeah. Like when I do like the window, like the mirrors and stuff, I use it's Windex with vinegar. I'm like, I can smell it. It's clean. It's clean. Right. Or the countertops and it's like lemon with bleach. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's double clean. Right. It's like when you mop your floor, right? I don't want it to, I need it to smell clean.
Right. I swear. We'll never, I don't think I'll ever change. I will probably always think that that's what I need to clean my house.
Yeah, it's got to smell clean. You got to smell your work. Right? Good job, Samantha. I can smell you've been busy. You've been busy cleaning. Right? But you wish there was something like that for work, where your boss could just walk around and go, oh, I smell bleach. Oh, you've been busy.
You've been busy. Yeah.
Girl's been working hard today. Thank you. I appreciate your efforts.
Oh my God.
I smell the lemon. Right? That would be so cool.
Oh, I can smell the lemon. Oh, my God.
That would be so cool. Samantha, you know what I'm shaking my head at this week? I need to understand it. So, you know, like you said last week, if I don't understand it, makes no sense to me. I don't get it, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm shaking my head at snow mold. What the fuck is snow mold? And how does snow get moldy?
Oh, it's gross.
What is it?
It's all the dirt and ick and gross and things that fly in the air and land in the snow. And then they land on the grass and then the grass makes, because it's the snow's been sitting on the grass and then it becomes mold. And then you have to like rake it or do something to it. And you have to aerate your lawn and it's just nasty. It's nasty. Nasty.
So it's a real thing.
Oh, for sure. It's a real thing.
And people are allergic to it, I hear.
Oh, hell yeah.
Allergic to the snow mold.
Yep.
I shake my head at snow mold. Why does snow have to be, why can't it just be pretty and nice? Why has it got to be hurtful?
It's got to be deadly.
Why has it got to be deadly snow mold? Like, what is that? What is that? What is that?
Well, when snow gets, that's a show. When snow gets deadly.
When snow gets deadly. And we don't mean like when it's not killing you like normal ways.
Oh my God.
It's not avalanche snow. It's just snow lying on your ground.
Lying on the ground. Wants lying to hurt
in,
you.
Lying in your yard. Waiting to hurt you.
Waiting to hurt you.
There's enough things that make me stuffed up. I don't need the snow to decide to pick that team.
No.
Right? It's like, it's just. And then guess what I saw today? I saw those bad bugs.
The maple bugs.
They're already out. I saw some on the side of the building.
Yep.
I'm like, are you like, we go right from like winter to them. They can't. And then I Googled them and it said that they come at the end of summer. I'm like, well, guess what? We have not had our end of summer yet. They're supposed to be end of summer, early fall.
Yeah. They will start to populate soon.
So I shake my head at them too. Those little fuckers.
A little maple bug.
Oh my God, right?
They're so hard to kill.
You can't kill them. You gotta just learn to welcome them into your home.
They're like a cockroach. Not even nuclear war probably would kill a maple bug.
But the difference is, for some reason, even though they look like a spinoff of the cockroach, we're not afraid of them, and they don't signify that we're yucky, gross people.
No.
Because you know why? The world knows these ain't your fault.
They're here.
They're not your fault. You didn't cause them. You caused the cockroaches. You didn't cause these, right?
Well, someone caused the cockroaches.
Someone caused the cockroaches, right?
It's not pretty.
Yeah. So there, a double shake my head.
All right. I got an eye shake my head too. But of course, as always, it's from the TikTok.
I feel you have a TikTok problem.
I don't have a TikTok problem, but when I go on there, I find dumb things and then I have to talk about it because it makes me shake my head. So I shake my head because I came across another stupid video that says the younger generation are now complaining about people who use punctuation in a text message.
Again?
Yes. So it's not just the thumbs up that scares them. And to them, this means fuck off and all this other weird stuff.
Right.
But apparently punctuation is passive aggressive. They think a period is passive aggressive at the end of a sentence, and just periods at the end of a sentence are aggressive, and it scares them. Watched this video and I was like, are you kidding me?
Somebody's given this generation too much power.
What did they learn in school?
right, because they did go to school and they learned punctuation is your friend.
But apparently they must see text messaging as totally like chill, whatever. You don't have to punctuate. You don't have to end a sentence. You can just blah, blah, you know.
Yeah.
I guess we weren't raised like that.
Well, we were new to texting, right? So we still just thought it was an extension of a note. Right? We thought it was just an extension of a note. Right.
I just would feel weird if I wasn't putting a period at the end of a sentence or an exclamation mark or a question mark if I was asking a question.
You imagine if I texted like my brain thinks?
Oh my God.
With no period or no nothing?
No, because I would never understand it. It would be too much. It'd be too much.
And that's the problem.
There'd be no breaks. There'd be no for There'd me to no, understand.
No, right? It's like even tonight, remember I questioned you because you used dot, dot, dot after a word. I'm like, why dot, dot, dot?
And I'm like, LOL, dot, 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 no reason.
And I'm like, are you mad, dot, dot, dot? Everything okay, dot, dot, dot? Why dot, dot, dot? Because you also used it with the word sure, dot, dot, dot. So I kind of see their point. It left me feeling a little like, oh. Did I offend? Not that I care if I offend you, because I probably offend you all the time and could care less. That's just the nature of our friendship. Uh-huh. But when you did sure, dot, 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 I'm like, what? What is this?
It was just my thumb just kept going, dot, dot, dot.
Done going, right? Because we have embraced dot, dot, dot.
We have. I love dot, dot, dot.
Gen X took dot, dot, dot and loved it to death.
Yes. And I will not give it up.
Not giving it up. But I'm also not going to give up punctuation.
No.
Right? Again, I get if they don't want to use the colon. Okay.
Whatever.
Or even maybe parentheses, maybe. Okay.
All I ask is that they spell properly.
Yeah, I would prefer that too, right? I shake my head at that too, Samantha.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, but here's, oh my God, it happened this weekend, 2-day event. It was on and it was amazing. WrestleMania! WrestleMania 40. Do you remember the first one?
No.
You don't remember WrestleMania 1?
No, because I don't watch that shit.
Emma Mitchell watches that shit. She'll know. Friends of the podcast, where are my wrestling fans at?
Oh, yeah.
There were so many twists and turns. Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare, finally beat Roman Reigns, the Tribal King.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was such a good match.
Is this where The Rock came back?
The Rock is back, right? The Rock is back. Mm-hmm. Kicking people's candy ass. Right? You jabroni, right?
Oh, my God.
It's good. But he's a heel. The Rock's a bad guy right now.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So if you don't like that about The Rock, then it's not your time. But what I'm saying is that it's all changed and it's all coming back. It's getting so good again like it used to be. It's all. Oh, Gibsons are in it to win it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they renewed our faith, right? Because there was a few years where it was just kind of like,
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Like there's cursing again and it's good.
Yay, cursing is back.
Cursing is back. Thumbs up for swearing, right? Right? Exactly. That's what we need. Right? You hit somebody with a chair, I need to see some swearing.
Yep, exactly. Right?
Just saying, it was so good. You want to borrow it? I have
no,
it on the stick.
I actually have no desire to.
Right? Because you like watch to it. Watch lots of like long chunks of shows. No. This is two, this is like 16 hours.
Right? No desire.
Right? Of men in tights.
No thanks.
Like good looking men in their underwear.
No, no thanks.
Well, if you change your mind, remember it's back and it's good.
Okay.
Okay. WrestleMania. Yes.
Oh my God. All right. Well, how is your cold now, Lisa? You haven't really sneezed. You coughed a little bit, but are you over it now?
No, I'm not over it. I think I'm meant to always just have a cold.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Right? So here's the problem, right? Is that some days it feels like I don't have a cold. Uh-huh. And then tomorrow I'll feel like I have a cold. But here's the thing. How do you know? How do you know when your cold's over? Everything says it should be over in 5 days. So you take your 5 days worth of pills and then you stop it. But what do you do when you get to the end of the pills, but you still got the cold?
You keep taking more?
Do you? Because I don't know if that's good. Because then you know what happens? It starts to dry your mouth out really bad.
Should you go see your doctor?
Like one day I was at work. One day my mouth was so dry and I was talking to one of my coworkers. Uh-huh. I'm sure she walked away thinking I'm on crack cocaine. My mouth got so dry in the middle of this conversation. I was like, I knew. I'm like,
oh my God. Yeah.
Right? Because that's what happens when you take too much cold medication over an extended period of time.
Well, but you overdose yourself. Like, let's be real.
And I do that, right?
Yeah. Because you combo. You do. Combo. You shouldn't combo, but you combo.
I piggyback.
Yeah. It's a bad idea.
Oh, but it's a good idea.
Yeah, but not really.
Well, not after a lot of time.
Uh-huh. Right? But, you know, there, you're cold. Boom.
Boom. So one day good, one day on, one day off. I think it's more off than on.
Yeah.
But what?
All right, sneezy wheezy.
I know, right? Always stuffy and drippy. Like I blow my, because I sleep with a fan on.
Oh, that's right, you do.
I sleep with a fan and apparently I'm a mouth breather now.
Oh.
Right. So I take in all of that and then when I wake up in the morning, I'm automatically stuffed up.
Yeah, that's not good, hey?
So I don't know. I walk around with a Kleenex in my hand, dabbing all morning long. People must think I'm really weird and gross. Not necessarily dirty, but just
dirty,
maybe
dirty.
Not dirty, dirty. All right. Ready to go, head to toe, ready to go.
Sneezy wheezy.
Head to toe, not ready to go. Head to toe, not ready to go in 15 a.m. That's what I think it might be.
All right, Lisa.
Okay. This potentially is going to blow your mind.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying I'm doing it. I'm saying I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking, as I wipe my nose, I'm thinking that this year might be the year that I'm going to try a new toenail polish.
Please don't.
Why? I think I want blue. I think I want blue toenails.
All right, go for it. I don't care what you do with your toes. I'm not helping you. I'm not trying to explain to you how to get toenail polish off your toes.
I'm not doing any of that. After all the years of you abusing my toenails, which
I did not say a word. You did it all by yourself.
You gave me non-removable toenails.
No, I didn't.
Years ago.
No, I did not.
I had it on for years.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It wouldn't come off for 2 years. Remember?
Well, it's because you're dirty, dirty. So
no. And then finally it came off and I got a different one. Thank God.
Yeah.
But it was still very similar in color to what you have, right? Because I'm not very bold and brash.
No, you're not. You're not.
Right? I like to keep, because I don't like my toes to be the center of attention. But you know what? Fuck it.
Fuck it.
You don't like my feet? That's your problem. They're my feet. Right? And they do look better polished.
Yes, they do.
Right? Like toes just look better with nail polish on them. It's weird.
Yes. They do.
It's weird. I'm not going to do fingers, but I'm thinking I might try a new color.
I can't wait.
Right? I might. Right? Oh.
I have please the old, share. Please share the with old, the rest of the group.
I have the old color on now.
Oh, God.
Well, because I'm in like open shoes, like not open shoes, but I'm in shoes with not, I'm not in my boot.
People still will not see your feet.
I know, but I just feel better knowing that they're prepared in an emergency. Say I trip and I come out of my shoe and out of my socket.
Yes. All things. Yes.
And there's my unkept 4 foot.
And then people go, oh my God.
Right. You put polish on them. People think you take care of them.
Yes, this is true.
Right. People think you care. That's what I'm doing.
Dirty, dirty.
All right. Head to toe. No go. Head to toe, don't go.
Okay. So when I was roaming through TikTok, because yes, I did it again, I learned from a page called Hooves.
Who's and Hooves?
Hooves is a hand puppet horse.
Oh, okay. Hooves. I'm going to look up Hooves.
And it says the most ridiculous thing.
Oh, like my noodles?
Yes, like noodles. Right, like but noodles. This is someone has shoved their hand into a puppet and it's a horse. Anyways, Hooves taught me, and you have to, he sang it, so I'm going to sing it.
Okay.
Poop poop time is always pee pee time, but not every pee pee time is a poo poo time.
My God, that's so true.
Poop poop time isn't always pee pee time, but not every pee pee time is a poo poo time.
Why is that true?
I was you know what? Hooves? You're absolutely
right. You're absolutely right, right? Right? Every time you poop, you pee. Every time you pee, you don't poop.
Wow.
Who would have thought that a hand puppet would be so smart, right? It's like that Lamb Chop from back in the 70s. She was pretty smart too, hey?
She was pretty smart.
Right? A Lamb Chop and what was it, like Charlie Horse or something, right?
I don't know. Right? Oh my God. But I was like, you know what, Hooves? I'm going to follow you.
Life lessons from Hooves.
From Hooves.
I'm going to look up Hooves and follow Hooves too. Maybe Hooves can come on the podcast.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Wouldn't it be interesting if we get Hooves on the podcast? Right? I think we need to see if we can do this.
Oh my God.
Right? It sounds like Hooves has a lot of really, really good knowledge.
I think Hooves is a wise, wise face
hand
horse.
Puppet. Yeah. Wise hand once said.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay, so we've kind of danced around it.
Uh-huh.
Have you ankled it up yet?
I did it on Saturday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And how did it feel?
It was fine. My feet didn't like my shoes, but...
Like, were you in new shoes or your old shoes?
My old shoes. I think I need new shoes.
No, it takes time. They'll still like your shoes.
So they have to get used to it.
They have to get used to it, right? Because our shoes... I know what shoes we're talking about, right? It's our shoes. Yeah. Because our shoes are... They're a little bit hard.
Yeah, they are.
Right? Because they're vegan. They're vegan shoes.
They're vegan shoes.
Right? Because we didn't want any animals to be hurt.
Don't tell us that we're not,
conscious of shit. Right? Why are they so hard? Oh, because they're vegan. Okay.
Oh my God. I could environmentally conscious. Is that what we're trying to say? We're just conscious.
We're just conscious.
We're just conscious.
That our shoes are hard. Because they're not made from a cow that stretches and feels soft.
Right? Because you can tell that we give a shit about the environment when we can't even say.
Right? They're made from fake cows.
Oh my God.
They're made from fake cows.
I recycle. Don't at me, people. I recycle.
I also have a vegan purse because I carry them in the store.
I have a vegan purse as well.
Right. Just only because they look good. That's just called same with the shoes.
That's called spade to spade.
Right? The purses, both purses looked good. liked what we saw. I'll take it.
Right? Oh my God.
If somebody would have said it's vegan, okay.
Yeah.
I'd be like, so what? Like the cow didn't eat meat? Is that what that means? Awesome. Free range cow.
Free range cow. Yeah, right? That's not what it means. But
we don't
sure.
know that shit, right? We don't know shit like that, Sam. Right? But I'm glad that you ankled it up. Just give it a couple days, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you wear your sockets?
Yes.
That makes it a little bit better.
Uh-huh. Did it but hurt on I put my boots back on.
Oh, I did not.
Last couple of days.
No. Now, the part of your foot that hurt, was it your big toe?
No, it was the top of my foot.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just because they're not used to it. They're used to your boots.
Yeah, because my boots are bigger.
Yeah, right? That's the thing, right? Because shoes fit smaller than boots.
Right?
Right? Right. You'll be fine, right? They're vegan. They're going to be fine.
Excuse me. Okay. Yes, everybody they are. It'll be fine. But you know what's not going to be fine, Lisa? We have to end the debate.
I don't think we can.
Is boneless wings, are they worth it? Are they just an overpriced nugget?
Or are they a beautiful piece of chicken breast with a delightful sauce?
Or are they just an adult chicken?
Right? It's
just an adult nugget. That's all it is.
I don't know because
it's compressed.
I saw something the other day and it was a plate full of boneless chicken wings. Oh. And they were glistening with a beautiful looking sauce. And I just was like, what if we are so narrow-minded in our thinking? Because we are very stuck.
Uh-huh.
Needs to be a bone, hands need to get messy, fingers need to be licked.
Right.
Right? We need those things.
Uh-huh.
And they need to be expensive. And the HHG needs to hate the fact that we do it. Right? That is a girl who will not eat a chicken wing on principle.
No, because she thinks they're all too expensive.
Right? Which is funny. Right? But she will not participate in chicken wings right now.
Oh my God.
Not till the price comes down. I'm not paying money like paying good money like that for that food.
Oh my God. She gives me the gears, but she's okay if they're the wing. But if they're boneless wings, she's like, no.
She's not good with that at all, right? I know. It's kind of funny that way.
Sometimes a girl just needs a chicken wing.
Well, I know, right? But then sometimes you don't want to get your hands all gooey.
No, that's right? True.
Depends where you are, but I don't know. I don't know how to end the debate because I feel like I'm team chicken wing, but then every now and then I see boneless and I'm like, oh, but that looks delightful too.
Uh-huh. Sometimes you don't want to fight with the bones.
Sometimes you get more meat with the boneless. Like, let's be honest, like we're sucking, like if you think about eating, like again, right? Like if we're trying to be vegan, we got our shoes and our purse.
We are not vegan.
Right? We'd be more vegan if we eat the boneless wings because then we're not eating the actual chicken body. We're not sucking on the body part.
Oh, I don't think it matters.
Right? Okay. But you know what does matter? Have you seen the commercial on TikTok for the Dairy Queen cupcake?
No.
Oh my God. This Lisa needs in her life, friends. This is what it starts off with. So it's in a cup, like a Sunday cup.
Uh-huh.
Starts off with malted chocolate ice cream, chocolate cookie crumble, layer of chocolate cookie crumble, chocolate fudge, vanilla ice cream, and sprinkles. They put sprinkles on it.
Oh my God.
They also do whipped cream, but I would omit the whipped cream, right? I don't need whipped cream in my life like that.
No, you don't.
But I would take the sprinkles. It's got the cookie crumble in the middle. And it's called the Dairy Queen cupcake.
I feel like you're going for a Dairy Queen cupcake this weekend.
Remember the time that you got all those free coupons for Dairy Queen?
I lost them.
And didn't use them. But we're so proud of the fact that you won them.
Yes, I was so proud.
Blizzards for a year, she said. Yep. We can have them all the time, she said. I lost them.
And we didn't.
In a box in the shuffle of moving. They're in a box that is never going to be unpacked till my final home. One day when everybody's going through your shit, it'll be like, oh, look at these from 2022. Here they were. They were in this box of do not open till Sam's demise.
Oh, there you
right?
go.
Right? Yep.
There we
I'm
go.
Just saying. Okay, you know what else is so fun? And you could do this too, because you, even though you're a fake fan, you could download the A&W app on your phone. Uh-huh. And every time the Blue Jays win, A&W gives you a treat.
What?
Every time they win. It's also a commercial. So HHG and Bryce and the judge do it. Buddy Burgers, buy one Buddy Burger, get one free. They had apple turnovers the other day. Buy one apple turnover, get one free.
I didn't know you were such an A&W fan.
I wasn't until it's for free. And it's when the Jays win a game. So you download it and then you get a notification saying Blue Jays won. You have 24 hours to get your deal.
All right.
Right? You get free onion rings maybe one day.
Oh my God. You know what? They are creating quite a little buzz. Then you know you're not just going to do the free stuff. You're going to get something else.
You're going to get something else, right?
What a good marketing ploy.
I know, right? And then you get all the people excited because it's like, Now it's great that the Jays win, but now you have double vested interest, right? So it's like, way to go. So now I send HHG a message when the Jays lose. No fucking A&W tomorrow, right? Thanks, Jays.
Oh, that's funny.
Even though you could still go to A&W. You feel like you can't, right? I'm just saying, do it.
Okay.
Right? You messaged me about the Jays the other day.
Yes, I did, because they lost.
They lost, right?
I felt bad for you.
I felt bad for me too. So I appreciated that.
Fake fans happy to help out.
Fake fan coming through. Always thinking of a friend.
Yeah. Okay, so Facebook Tuesday, guys, was all about a potato.
People hate the sweet potato.
The French fries. Oh my God, they hated it.
I hate the sweet potato.
And then the waffle fry and the crinkle fry.
Okay, I disagree with the crinkle fry. I think a perfectly cooked crinkle fry is delightful.
Well, if it has salt and vinegar on it, then yes.
Yeah, right. Like, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that rink fry that you're looking for. And you have to have the vinegar swimming at the bottom of the...
Totally. Right where the bottom of the cup is like starting to droop.
Uh-huh.
That's how much vinegar you need in a rink fry, right? It's got to be a droopy bottom cup.
Are the days.
Totally the best fries.
But yeah, people had some strong feeling. Well, and then people didn't like potato wedges, but they didn't kick the hash brown.
Nobody touched hash brown, hey?
Nobody touched it.
It was a home fry, Samantha, not a hash brown, a home fry. Whatever.
Home fry, hash brown, same thing for me.
But I think nobody touched that guy.
No. Oh, and dislike. A little bit of dislike for the shoestring.
Oh, and that hurts my heart because I love a shoestring.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit a waste of time.
Well, somebody had said that, you know, you don't ever feel like you're eating a lot of them.
No.
Right? And I think the problem with the wedge is that it's too much potato.
Yeah, sometimes it's like too thick and then it's dry and then it's like...
Right? Like if I'm going to have a wedge, I might as well have the baked potato.
True.
Right? But you know what I think? This was my takeaway, Samantha, was that I feel people don't know how to cook their French fries because everybody kept saying all the fries are mushy and not crunchy. Do they not do what the HHG taught us to do? Thou shalt never order fries without saying crispy, please.
Yeah.
Right? She taught us that.
She did teach us that.
Right? Our girl taught us that. We take that and we don't ever ask for fries unless they're, and could they please be crispy? Sure.
Yep.
Right?
I know.
Friends of the podcast, that's an HHG nugget. Take it and run. You're welcome.
Take it and run. Oh my God, Lisa, I have to tell you though, we got an email.
I saw that.
Brittany emailed us again.
Nice, eh?
I appreciate that about
you. I did too, right? I did too.
See, guys, somebody does like us enough to email us. So hint, hint.
Hint, hint, right? And we were ecstatic.
We were.
And replied back.
Yes. And it's awesome. And she listens to us while she's working. She's got a cleaning job. So she plugs us in and off she goes to do her thing.
Bet you we make work fun.
I think we do. And she found us on Apple Podcasts. So that's good.
Yeah. Right? I was happy to hear that. I'm always curious to know where people stumble upon us.
Yeah.
You know, so thanks, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany.
Yeah.
Little shout out. And then Annette, the OG fan.
She is the OG fan from the UK.
Sweet Pea.
Forged and Fire is her husband.
Yes, Mr. Forged and Fire. And she wished us a 7th anniversary. Happy 7th anniversary.
7th anniversary, right? She posted our picture.
Yeah.
Right? Good to see the change, hey, in our image. Our beginning years, we're not that happy. We're mad. We look mad. And then we recognize that. Remember, we're like, we don't look that happy. Right? Our new picture, we got tears. We're laughing so hard.
We're laughing so hard.
So hard, right?
So hard.
That's 7 years. Happy anniversary, Samantha.
Happy anniversary.
7 years. Your mom, she posted something saying, it seems just like the time has gone by so fast. Mm-hmm. She says she loves us both, so she loves you too. Right? I'm like, I know you do, Sheila. I know, right? I know.
But how much does she love you? Did she give you any cinnamon buns yet?
No.
Someone has cinnamon buns.
Sometimes I get forgotten.
Yeah, I told her to give me some.
And she never did.
I can't help it that she didn't remember.
You could take them and give them to me.
No, I don't want to do that.
I'm going to see you at some point.
No, because I'll eat them and I'll keep them.
Well, put them in the freezer.
No.
Have some self-control.
No.
Head to toe, ready to go.
Okay, dirty. dirty. That's why she doesn't want to give it to you because you're dirty.
Oh, I don't think that's the reason because I'm not dirty.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Anywho, we just want to remind you that we do have a whole bunch of socials, right?
We are social crazy. So,
yeah. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram. I say Twitter, but it's X. But
it's also known as Twitter.
Twitter. TikTok. We do have TikTok. And we do have YouTube as well. So if you want to listen to a podcast and watch us at the same time, you can go to YouTube. It's just under I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. All of our socials are like that. Just pop us into Google and type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. And boom, there we are.
Boom, there we are.
And we do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And you can also listen to us at shepodcast.com/ishakemyhead. It's the network that we are on at the moment. It's a new podcast platform for us. But however, guys, no matter where you listen to us, we're just happy that you download and subscribe to our podcast.
Absolutely, right? More downloads and subscribes, the bigger we get, the more chance you actually might get to see us in a town near you.
Right. And right. It would be great if more people subscribe to YouTube. So
yeah,
we're getting a right. decent amount of views on our videos, which we really appreciate, guys. We love that you're watching us, even though I'm probably taking a drink or Lisa's coughing or sneezing or wiping her nose. I mean, it's hard to say.
This one's probably not a bad one to catch.
Yeah. But yeah. So
just us, that's us in the raw, Samantha.
Yeah. So subscribe to YouTube. It'll be good. Be fun.
It'll be fun. Lots and lots and lots of fun. Lots
yeah.
of fun. Just subscribe and pass it along, right? Remember like that commercial from the 70s? You tell two people and so on and so on. That's what we're needing, friends of the podcast. Okay, Samantha, I got another shake my head. I don't understand this. There's shit I just don't get, so I shake my head at it.
Uh-huh.
It's not new. It's been around forever, but obviously I never gave it much thought till now. I shake my head at bagels being used for sandwiches. Dear people, bagels are not your bread.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
It's too thick.
No, it's not.
Well, it's a breakfast. Why are we having it for our lunch?
Oh my God, they're delightful.
Not on like with your turkey sandwich?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. No.
Oh my God. Have you not seen the TikTok videos where they take up like sliced meat and like cheese and salad and tomato and all that, and they chop really, really fine, and then they slap it on a bagel and they got this big gigantic bagel salad and everything's oozing out.
No.
It's delightful.
Don't want it on a bagel.
You're weird.
It's too carby.
You don't like bagel though.
I like a cinnamon raisin bagel, thank you.
You're just so boring.
I enjoy a cinnamon raisin. I enjoy a breakfast bagel, not a savory lunchtime bagel. Right, I don't want you like the all dressed bagel or the can I get the dried tomato bagel?
No, the everything bagel or a four cheese bagel is always nice.
The taste of that everything bagel, there's a something in there.
There's nothing in it.
There is a something in it. There's a something in it. There's a something
Maybe
in it.
Maybe it's the garlic, and because you're a vampire, you're immediately
I don't know. There's a something in that bagel that does not make me very happy.
I think you're weird.
I think you're weird.
I think you're weird.
I'm just shaking my head. I think it's like too big of a sandwich, too carby.
That's just you, Lisa.
It's a lot of carbs.
Yeah, I think you're by yourself on that one.
I don't know if I am.
No, I think you might be.
Maybe I'm going to put it out there on Sunday.
All right.
Do ask that. People.
What bagel do you think? Or no bagel?
Bagel or bread? Different croissant, light and dainty. Bagel, thick and heavy.
Would you use a croissant as a sandwich?
Yeah, because it's light and dainty.
No. Oh my
God. Bagel is thick and heavy. Thick and heavy, head to toe, ready to go.
Shut up. All right, dirty. Oh my God. Okay, so Ivan and I shake my head too, but it's because I feel... Why hasn't this been around? Like, why did we stop with it? I want to know where the jelly molds went to from the 70s.
Oh, I want them back.
I want them to come back. I don't understand why these are not still part of the holiday family dinner. I feel like we need that green jello with the raisins and the carrots.
Oh. Oh. And the carrot shavings and the cottage cheese. But it's important to be there.
So gross. So
it's important
gross.
It shows up.
It's so important that it shows
nobody
up.
Nobody wants it. Nobody wants to eat it, but it's important that it's there. It's right? Like grandma. Nobody cares that she's there, but it's important that she is there.
Or it's the red jello with the fruit cocktail, the canned fruit cocktail, right? That when one, you get the one maraschino cherry.
Yeah, and that's what everybody wants is that
everyone
one.
Wants that one cherry.
And it's not even the whole cherry, just half a cherry.
Yeah. So I shake my head at the fact that we let that go, that we didn't carry that through from the 70s and the 80s. And then we just thought we got too big for our britches. And we're like, we're not like that jello. We're better than that jello.
And whoever thought that? I've never thought I'm better than jello, ever. I love jello.
Oh my God. Right. And then sometimes they put protein in it like tuna. It's like,
that's getting a little, I've seen one where it's like a seafood concoction, like little baby shrimps from, it's the can.
Little. So bad.
But it's important it shows up.
I feel like it needs to come back.
Right? Okay, then is that the same as that ambrosia shit? That's part of it too.
Yeah.
That's part of it, right?
And didn't that have marshmallows in it and that ugly canned fruit?
And I had it all. And the coconut, right? But that was more of a dessert.
That was more of a dessert.
That was a dessert Jell-O mold.
And like, why didn't Jell-O and whipped cream, you know how you would get Jell-O and you'd cut it up and then you'd throw some whipped cream in it and you'd mix it up and that was dessert?
That was like a trifle.
Jell-O right? trifle.
Like a trifle.
A Jell-O trifle.
Okay, that was fancy. That was fancy.
I'm just saying, like, I shake my head. Where did it go? Why did we let it go?
Why did we outgrow Jell-O molds? Why did we outgrow Jell-O? Right?
I don't know, man.
And the thing is even in the 70s, I don't think anybody ever ate it. It just was accompanied. It was part of.
Or it was if you had that one member of your family who like took the Jell-O, put it right beside the hot stuff, and then it just melted everywhere.
It just started to get liquidy.
And then they just mixed it in with everything.
They didn't care, right? They didn't care. My mom made that same nasty green Jell-O. Peas, cottage cheese, and I swear to God, carrot shavings. She's like, it's not carrot shavings. Yeah, it is. I'm sure it is. And every year
I only remember the raisin and the carrots.
No, every year it showed up and every year, kids, just try it. No. Just try it. You might like it. Not going to.
Not ever.
But it's like, it's who we are.
Yeah. It's how we grew up. Yeah.
We come from Jell-O molds.
We come from Jell-O.
Right? Right? We come from Jell-O molds.
Those were the days, man.
Right? That was like, what do you use a Bundt pan for? A Jell-O mold? Right? I didn't know it even was for a cake until the 90s. What do you mean you put a cake in that? I thought it was for Jell-O molds. Right? That's the problem. The Bundt cake came along and took away the Jell-O molds' claim to fame.
Oh. Right. Those were the days.
God, you're right, Samantha. It needs to come back. It needs to come back for sure. So there's a quiz.
Uh-oh.
I think we need to take it. I think we might pass. Because it's age related. And the quiz is, are we fit for our age? Are we fit for our age?
No, I'm sure I'm not.
No, what do you mean? Like we can walk?
Of course I can walk. But to walk fast? Probably not.
Okay, but is it that we can't or I choose not to? Guess what? I'm almost 55. Fuck you, walking fast. I get there when I get there. Right? I like a saunter. I like a leisurely saunter. Right? I don't know. There's like all like the question is, can you do a sit-up? Yeah. Mm. Every day to get out of bed, I sit up and get out of bed.
Oh my God. So you're going to go literal. Is that what?
Right? Yes, I feel it's literal. It asks if you can do push-ups, but it's just on the wall.
Oh my God.
I feel I can do push-ups on a wall.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like it's not asking about burpees and shit like that. It's not asking about the hard stuff.
The hard stuff, no.
Right, right. So maybe we are fit for our age. Right? We're maybe not fit for 20, but we're not 20. Right? We're not 20 anymore. Right?
I don't know if I'm fit for 55.
We're middle age. I think we might be okay.
I feel like there are lots of people our age that are much better at
there are more
sit-ups
people
than we are.
There are people that are more keen on the processes.
Oh, is that the difference that they're keen?
I think they're a little more keen. I think they have a little more a vested interest in the fitness. But I don't think it means that we're ruled out.
You have a vested interest in a donut.
Right, right. I have in the snack, right? I excel at snacking, right? Right? I excel, but I can go without a supper.
Oh, you can, but somehow it doesn't change your physique, eh?
Nothing does. Nothing does. Only thing that changed my physique was my heart attack. And then it all came back, right? Because it said, girl, you getting stronger now, and that means you're going to get a little fatter too. Can I get stronger and stay skinny? No, apparently not.
No, apparently not.
Apparently not. You're going to go back. You're not going to quite get to your fighting weight, but you might as well be. Right? You might as well be.
Oh my God.
Right.
Okay. So speaking of things that make you happy, Valerie Bertinelli has found happiness, apparently.
Oh, she makes my heart happy.
She was on Kelly Clarkson. I watched her. And she was so giddy. She's got a new cookbook. She's talking about that. And then apparently, just out of nowhere, out of the blue, she found a fun new guy.
Right? She found love again.
Yes.
Yeah. She really makes my heart happy.
She's giddy.
Ever since she was Barbara on One Day at a Time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Barbara Jean. She, you know what? That lady has gone, she's like gone to hell and back. And she put up with all the haters and everything. And she's beautiful and she's got a good heart. And I never understood why people hated on her.
I never understood either, actually.
Right? In the 80s, she landed Eddie Van Halen. Hi.
She did. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Right? We all loved Eddie Van Halen.
Yes, we did.
We never knew why, but we just did. The minute that song, Might As Well Jump, came out, everybody's like, oh, I need Eddie Van Halen on my wall. I need him in my life. Right? Tall, skinny, and long hair. That's what I'm looking for, man. Right? There's the preppy side of me, and then there's the Eddie Van Halen side, right?
Oh, my God.
Right? Totally. I just think, I hope that she's happy because I think she deserves happy. I mean, everybody deserves happiness.
Yes, everyone
she deserves happiness.
She does. And it was funny to watch her because she was so giddy and I think she's in her 60s now.
She's 65.
Yeah. She's looking awesome.
She looks awesome.
But she took a couple of years and just really did her own thing. And yep. She went through a horrible divorce, I guess,
mm-hmm.
with her second husband. And it was not pretty.
No, I don't think it was pretty at all.
No, but it was really nice. And you know what they did to her though?
I know, they took away her cooking shows.
They took away her cooking show and they kicked her off the kids one.
I know. She had a great cooking show. She was so personable. Like it was a good show to watch, right?
Yeah.
It was a good show. You didn't actually feel like you had to be a chef to watch it.
No, you were just watching her cook what she would normally cook.
And her enjoy life.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I know.
I wonder why they took that away from her.
Apparently cutbacks.
Really?
Everybody cuts back.
Assholes.
Assholes, right? Find, like, I don't know, cut back on somebody else. Right? She
that
doesn't.
Sucks.
She didn't deserve that.
No, she doesn't. Well, and now she's got a cookbook, though.
Exactly, right? Exactly. You know what I don't deserve? I don't deserve the struggle that I'm having to find a 3/4 length summer weight sweater. I just want a 3/4. I want a 3/4 length sleeve, light cardigan. I'm looking for 5 colors.
Oh my God, 5.
I'd like a black, a beige. I'd like a green. I would do a blue. I'm not sure what number 5 will be. Remember a couple God. Years ago I had one. I had a black one and I had a green one. Uh-huh. And I loved them so much. Why can't I find them now?
I don't know.
And people are like, well, maybe it's not in style. How can a 3/4 length sweater that buttons up not be in style?
For summer.
It's just spring. A cardigan. Like spring, a light, summer. Like a lightweight cardigan.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember when they used to do matching sets where you could get like the matching tank top with it too?
I'm not sure I'm all about that, but but I'd like the outer piece. I'm not sure if I'm in my matching years. Because then all of a sudden I go from matching my tank top and my cardigan to my next step is a fooler in the winter. I'm wearing a fooler. I know, but Samantha, it's nice. It's a blouse and it's got a tank top already built in.
Yeah, and my pants are elasticized waisted.
Right. That's where I'm at. I need that to not happen. I need to not make that transition till my 60s.
That's true. Not even then, I don't think.
I hope not, right?
No.
But I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be against elastic pants.
It depends how old I get.
No, I think I'll take them over a zipper. Pencil me in.
Oh my God.
And Samantha. Right.
Okay. So Valerie Bertinelli having a good time.
Join her.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Oh. Still at it, hey?
When does this story go away?
I don't know. Because I don't think, have they gone to court? Are they going
They've
to court?
They've been divorced for like 25 years now.
Yeah, but there's like major mudslinging happening, hey?
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? Their kids, the youngest kid is like 18 years old.
Yeah.
We're over it.
Because they had 2 kids?
100 kids. There's 100 kids.
No, but yeah. Oh, okay.
There's like a ton of kids.
Yeah. I don't know. Right? Like, how do you float between mom and dad who hate each other?
But what are you even getting out of that? The kids are now old enough to decide what they want to do.
True.
They either like their dad or they don't like their dad. I feel that they're very team mom.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I think I'd be team dad. to be honest with you.
I don't know. But we don't really know what went on in that marriage.
We don't. But why does it keep coming? Every now and then it comes back up.
I don't know.
It's like he was abusive and he was an alcoholic. And maybe he was. I don't know. But again, it's the longest divorce in the world.
Yeah.
And now they're trying. Now I guess the holdup is because they're trying. Aren't they going after like a vineyard?
Oh, they're still doing that.
Still doing the vineyard, I think.
Wow.
So I don't know. They both have enough money. What? Like, you know what? No offense. If I have that type of money, it's fuck you, and go.
Why not just sell it and divide the money and call it a day?
I don't care. Just keep it. I'm going. I got $1 billion of my own. Yeah. And Brad Pitt. I'm good. Thank you. Enjoy your life.
I'm Angelina Jolie. I'm good.
Right? If I see my kids, I see my kids. I guess that's up to them.
I guess.
Right? I'll get new ones if I need them.
Oh my right? God.
I just think it's weird, right?
It is a little weird.
Yeah. You know what else is weird, Samantha?
Uh-huh.
This gets me every time, right? They say that walking helps you lose weight. I think people need to stop saying that because we walk all the time. I walk every day and it ain't happening. It ain't happening. There's no, I don't notice it.
Are you walking with purpose, Lisa?
In my mind, I absolutely am. To get from point A to point B, that's my purpose. Right? Right? To get there, that's my purpose. God. Your purpose is getting there.
Uh-huh. But right? Is it like with a good like arm pumping happening and sweat on your brow?
No, because I'm at work. That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Right? So
it's more of a saunter.
So you're at work walking doesn't count towards your walking?
Not really.
It only counts if you're on a sidewalk or a track.
Apparently.
And I have a sweatband on.
Uh-huh.
And you're earbuds pumping. In and I'm pumping. I'm never going to be pumped. I'm not ever pumping. Never going to pump. I'm never going to pump.
I know that about you.
Right? I'm never going to pump.
Oh, right? My God.
You know my theory, right? I had my heart attack. The doctor said, to recover, you're going to have to walk. I went to walking therapy for a year.
You did. I watched
6 o'clock in the morning, 5 days a week, went and walked. And guess what? Hated every second of it. So walking to me is still punishment. It's a form of punishment, right? I did it because people say, oh, yeah, just go for a walk. No, I went for a walk because I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And then I was told I had to walk. So I walked. It's punishment, total punishment.
It
like
is
drinking
total
water.
Punishment.
Like
yeah.
Drinking water. Right?
Huh.
So I don't know. I don't know how this walking when you lose weight thing, I don't know who, like, I've seen the numbers. And it, like, you got to walk like 27 miles before you lose, like burn off, like I can't even burn off my donut in a day, right? Like my sprinkled donut, I can't even work it off by walking.
Yeah. You will never walk enough to get rid of your donut.
Right. It seems like there's no walking with purpose. There's no purpose to that.
There's no purpose.
There's no purpose to that. It ain't happening, Samantha.
So regular walking, 10,000 steps or not, if you're not doing it with a whole lot of sweat and purpose happening.
You're just walking.
Yeah.
Like the next guy, just walking.
They should just stop talking about that. Stop lying, people.
Right. Exactly. And guess what? I move my arm with my Fitbit on. You are a prime example. Arm mover, Samantha. Head to toe, ready to go. Move my arm. Watch me go. Right?
I always was, 1,200 steps more than
I'm like, how did you get 2,200 steps from your hotel room that's beside mine to the lobby with me? And I'm at 52 steps.
Yeah, that's
you're at
funny.
2,200.
Because
right?
I move my arm a lot.
You are an arm mover.
I am.
That was so funny. That was always really funny. Like, how many steps yet, superstar?
Yeah, just got to move your arm a little bit more, people.
Right? Apparently, my left arm holds my stuff.
Right. And so you just got to feel better about yourself. So just move that arm, you know?
Just move that arm.
Make yourself feel better.
Like when I dance at the Hudson's.
Right?
I'm like, look
that's
at how many steps.
How many right? steps.
Because I am an arm dancer.
Oh my God.
I know. Kind of funny.
Okay. So apparently, out of nowhere, out of left field, people are coming for J-Lo.
Ooh, why? What's up with J-Lo?
I don't know. People are like saying she's rude, that there's somebody saying that they made eye contact with her and she was like, don't look at me. It was in a clothing store or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was just like horrendous,
really
horrendous stories of J-Lo being rude to people. And I'm like, is it made up or is there a kernel of truth to this shit?
I don't know, right? It's like if you're J-Lo, do you care?
I don't know. I guess if she's protecting her brand, maybe she cares.
I don't know. Like, how do you be like, here's our struggle, right? Being nice 24/7. I ask myself that all the time, right? Like, maybe I need to talk to J-Lo. Like, J-Lo, here's the thing, right? Yeah. It's a struggle and you got to be aware. People are perceiving you. You got to be on. You got to be 24/7, head to toe, ready to go, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you got to be happy.
Well, and then I saw a clip where she had gotten out of her vehicle, walked up to a gym, pulled on the door, but they were closed still. Uh-huh. And then, of course, paparazzi were around there. And she was just standing there hoping that, I guess, somebody opened the door, and they didn't. And so she was climbing back into the vehicle.
Right.
And she told the paparazzi to F off. Ooh. And I'm like, but the caption of the video was like, J-Lo is pissed off because she couldn't get into the gym. No, she wasn't.
No,
she was
pissed off because you're in your space.
The paparazzi were all over her.
Yeah, I get right? that. I mean, it's got to be really hard.
So is it true or is it just made up shit and blown out of proportion?
Is it warranted? But are there some celebrities that are really super nice all the time? T-Swift apparently is always nice to people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? I'm sure people aren't really trying to be rude, right?
No.
And you could catch them... Okay, we're human, right?
We're human, right? We're still human.
Exactly. We're still human.
Right, we're still human.
So I don't know. Like, people are going for it, and I'm just like, just stop.
I'll tell you this right now, right? If I ever master smoky eyes, don't look me in the eye either.
If you master a smoky eye, we won't want to look you in a smoky,
right?
Into
you imagine
smoky
how,
eye. It'll be just like from your eyebrow down to your cheek.
I think that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about that the smoky eye goes right up to my eyebrow.
Yeah, it's so nasty. You're not going to look like yourself. People will be like, that's not Lisa.
I know, right? Like, but it looks really good on Victoria Beckham. The smoky eye looks really good, right?
All right.
And then I look at your eyes and I think, I want to learn how to do the shit you put on your lid. I want that line on my eyebrow, on my eyelid, like you do. I want that line.
I'm not teaching you.
How hard can it be? I think I just need the right pencil.
I'm not teaching you.
Like, will Simmer Brown now do it?
It should.
But it's not, is yours a liquid?
It's an eyeshadow.
That line is an eyeshadow?
Yeah.
It's not a crayon? It's not the eye pencil?
Because it's a technique that I learned, Lisa.
Oh, so you have all these techniques. That's the problem with you, right? You won't share.
I'm not sharing with you.
To learn how to do smoky eyes.
I don't share shit like that because all I hear is like, don't make me a whore.
Well, don't make me. I don't want to
be
a whore.
You can't from Brown. No offense. You can't from Brown eyeshadow. You can't make yourself a whore.
Right.
But if you don't trust the process, I don't want anything to do with you.
Well, I just I trust parts of it, and then
not
parts
enough
of it,
for me.
And then parts of it, like I think that you're gonna, because you know what I think? Yeah. I think you're gonna be critical. I think you're gonna say, okay, what's with your Simmer Brown now pencil? I'm like, hi, do you get it? Simmer Brown now. Simmer Brown now. Just like simmer down now.
I don't care
now.
What you use. If that's all you want to use, you got to figure out how to use your product. Doesn't matter that you have five things or two things.
I am using Cover Up in a pump.
In a pump.
Congratulations. I don't notice any difference, but it was expensive.
You don't put blush on.
I don't need blush. I'm not wearing blush or powder. I'm red naturally because I'm jolly and happy. Right? I know. Sometimes I see you, and I know, don't get me wrong, right? So, pretty girl with your blush, right?
And this is why I will never help you.
I want blush like Sam.
Nope. And I'm never going to help you. Ever.
Oh, that makes me laugh.
Evs.
That's fine.
All right. All right, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ishakemyhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. Just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we just want to thank John Domingo for putting together everything for us. And yeah, you know.
He does a good job.
He does a good job.
Here's Lisa's update on her baseball pool. I won my 2 weeks.
Oh,
my two pools. I have three. My two won their week.
Uh-huh.
Remember I sent you pictures. Ta-da! Uh-huh. Right? With
do you know how you won?
No, I haven't figured that out yet. That's how good I am. That's my skill set. I'm really good at picking the players. I just haven't figured out what I need to do with them yet.
Oh my God.
But in fairness, right? It did take me like 12 weeks in football. Right? It did take me a while to figure it out.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, right?
Okay.
I'm doing really, really good.
Good. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you, Samantha. Thank you, Samantha. And thank you, John, because you got me invested in ESPN.
Uh-huh.
Right? Samantha.
Oh, yes.
We've done another episode.
We are. It's done, dusted, and dirty.
Done, dusted, not dirty. Head to toe, not ready to go.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Head to toe, ready to go. 15 minutes, Sam.
Shut up.
That was so fun. That was fun. That's a fun week this week, Samantha. Uh-huh. I hope we made people laugh, and I hope we made people forget about all the stress in their life.
Exactly.
All right, Samantha, enough of you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.